Today, we're remembering President George Herbert Walker Bush. He's died at the age of 94. His National Security Advisor, General Brent Scowcroft, sent us this statement. "The world has lost a great leader. This country has lost one of its best, and I have lost one of my dearest friends. I am heartbroken." We also heard from General Michael Hayden, who worked under President Bush on the National Security Council and later served as director of the CIA. He writes, "His decency, honor, and kindness served as a beacon and should continue to serve as an example for people the world over. He was among the best of us and will be sorely missed. My family and I send our condolences to his family and all who loved him." Dan Quayle, who served as President Bush's vice president, remembers his, quote, "true affection for George Herbert Walker Bush." In a statement, he said that Mr. Bush went into and out of the office as absolutely the same man. "I think that exemplifies his character. I have often told my children, if you want a role model in your life, look to President George Herbert Walker Bush." This afternoon on Weekend All Things Considered, you can join Michelle Martin for an hour-long remembrance of the life of President George H.W. Bush. We're going to end on words of President Bush and a letter he wrote to his successor, Bill Clinton. He wrote, "There will be very tough times, made even more difficult by criticism you may not think is fair. I am not a very good one to give advice, but just don't let the critics discourage you or push you off course. You will be our president when you read this note. I wish you well. I wish your family well. Your success now is our country's success. I am rooting hard for you."